This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Spaniards today poured into the streets in mourning for the victims of yesterday's train bombings in Madrid. As darkness fell, a crowd estimated at more than a million people in Madrid alone joined a mass nationwide protest, whistling, banging drums, carrying black crosses or candles, and waving placards saying, "No more killing." Officials now say 199 people died and more than 1,400 were injured when backpacks full of explosives detonated inside commuter trains. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Millions of people carrying umbrellas in the pouring rain and wearing black ribbons marched through Spanish cities this evening. Many chanted "murderers" and "cowards" in condemnation of yesterday's bombings. In Madrid, a teeming river of human grief filed past the magnificent old buildings so evocative of Spain's glory and came to a halt at the Atocha train terminal, one of the targets of the attack. It was a scene repeated all over Spain and elsewhere in Europe, the culmination of a day of collective bereavement. At Atocha and other railway stations, votive candles flickered in the rain amid bunches of flowers. Commuters wept as they passed the ghostly skeletons of the bombed trains. At the rally, Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar led the procession, joined by public figures and the prime ministers of Italy, France, and other European countries. Earlier, Aznar defended his government's primary suspicion that Basque separatist terrorists, and not Islamic extremists, are to blame for the attack.
Lo han intentado esos terroristas muchas veces.
Terrorists have tried it many times, and if they've tried it many times, unfortunately, they didn't succeed. There was no reason not to think that following the same logic, it would be them again, he said. Aznar noted that in the last few months, the outlawed Basque group ETA tried several times to plant large bombs, at least once inside a train station. His interior minister, Ángel Aceves, said it was to be expected that ETA would strike, and strike hard, just before national elections. But a newspaper in the northern Basque region said it received a phone call on behalf of ETA denying responsibility for the bombings. Even before that call, terrorism experts started pointing to what they described as holes in the ETA theory. Ignacio Sanchez of the Fundación Juan March think tank in Madrid has written a book about ETA's strategy and methods.
The main reason to question the authorship of ETA is that this attack was really indiscriminate.
He notes that ETA usually targets policemen and politicians and other perceived opponents of Basque independence. When civilians are killed, ETA usually issues a prior warning so that Spanish authorities can be faulted for getting there too late. Sanchez says there are indications pointing to Al-Qaeda. They range from a stolen van with detonators and taped verses from the Quran found outside a Madrid train station to the fact that between 9/11 and 3/11, there are exactly 911 days. But Sanchez believes there are also holes in the Al-Qaeda theory.
So if we try to fill these holes, it's not completely unreasonable to suppose that Al-Qaeda was helped, no matter how indirectly, by ETA, in the sense that ETA could provide the explosive staff to Al-Qaeda, or that ETA could provide Al-Qaeda with some of the local information that was needed to carry out the attack.
However, he notes that a huge ideological gulf separates Al-Qaeda's religious extremists from ETA, a radical organization steeped in Marxist-Leninist thought. Still, Sanchez suspects that the government is trying to play down the Al-Qaeda leads ahead of Sunday's national election. Aznar's government has already been criticized for making Spain a target for Islamic terrorism by supporting the Iraq War. More of the same criticism could influence the choice made on Sunday by Spanish voters. Ángel Rojo admitted he was afraid as he waited for a bus today. It's the same, he says. ETA has carried out big massacres, and so has Al-Qaeda. Just look at the Twin Towers of Manhattan. Spanish politicians of all stripes are urging people not to let the massacre sway their vote and to focus on mourning until Sunday. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.